You're awake. I figured you might be. Good. I'm glad to see that you're doing well, servant number 77,121. It's been a while since I've seen you last. I think this is the first time you've ever been surprised. Oh, before you say anything, there. You don't need a rendezvous getting back to the madam now, do we? Well, I'm here because I wanted to check up on you, Sally. I wanted to make sure that you're doing okay, even if you've been moved up to an official servant of the estate. I'm sure the work has been rigorous, has it not? Towing carts around town like cattle, working construction in your jumpsuit regardless of the weather. They're supposed to give you proper gear, for God's sake. Oh, it's all too much. This society, this regime, it's twisted. Patriarchy wasn't what we needed years ago, and spiteful matriarchy isn't what we need now. Balance can never take place if these societal systems exist. Well, the reason why you haven't seen me around is because Madam had me tending to the lower class servants on the outskirts of town. Yeah, you know, the filthy barns. The stables are decrepit, the men aren't provided with beds, and there's no insulation either. I can only imagine how bad it is during the winter. I've been a caretaker going on 4 years now, and my stomach still churns when I stop to really think about the living conditions. But at least that isn't the case for you anymore. Your work ethic has landed you into a more favorable, if less than ideal, position. Why are you staring at me like that? I don't have anything on my face, do I? Oh, good. So then, what is it? Silent treatment, huh? This is kind of weird, but I enjoy being under the scrutiny of your gaze. I'm the only woman you've seemed to ever give more than a glance at. Well, how do I know that? Well, word gets around. You're pretty famous among the guards and other caretakers, you know. Most of the other men, well, excluding the gay guys, are shameless in their visual affections for us. Yeah, I guess that's a weird way to put eye humping, but you know, I'm a dignified lady. I can't be bothered with such unrefined slang. Is that a smile on your face? Seems like Mr. Stoic isn't bad, big and bad after all. Huh? Yeah, like I mentioned before, you're quite famous amongst the guards and caretakers. Yeah, I have seen some of them making advances toward you. What's with that look on your face? Your eyes are growing cold again. I know you don't have any real reason to trust me, or any woman for that matter. If the situation was reversed, I'd be cautious too. But I assure you, I'm not trying to play games here. What do I want then? Well, listen, I'm quite attracted to you, believe it or not. There have been ideas forming in my head on how I wanted to approach you about this, but I never quite had the courage to do so. In all honesty, yes, I want to sleep with you, and that's part of the reason why I snuck out of my quarters to visit you late at night. But that's not the only reason. I wanted to offer you the chance to escape if you wish. Once we get outside of town, there's a trail that. Why are you laughing? This isn't a trick, you know. What would I have to gain by lying to you about this? Do you really believe that I'm as cruel as to resort to tricking you? I know you never said that, but what else could it be? Yeah, it might be crazy, but as I've said before, I really like you. And despite your stoic demeanor, I know you're suffering. The more proficient a servant is at working, the more that's expected of them. I heard about your accident a month ago. Well, your torn bicep. They put you to work less than a week later after surgery. And even before that, back when you were lower class servant, there were so many nights you got hurt. I don't want you to have to endure that without at least giving you the option to escape. You won't leave? But why not? Aren't you tired of being an indentured slave? Wouldn't you rather be free to? I don't know. Yes, you'd have to fend for yourself, but you'd be able to live your life by your own terms. I wouldn't mind helping you. We could find a meeting place where I could bring you food and. Wait, huh? What are you doing? Hugging me suddenly like that? Sorry, I'm shaking. Wow. I never knew how big and strong your arms were. No, you're not crushing me at all. I love being wrapped in your embrace like this. Your heart is beating quite fast, too. Sorry, I don't know what. My mind's going blank. Was nice. Your lips are wonderful. Would you kiss me again? You're quite a good kisser to have never done this before. Maybe I'm just really inexperienced as well. Is that? Wow, you're, it's quite, what's the word? Yeah, that's nice. Will you take it out for me? Oh, sorry if I caught you off guard, but I've always been fascinated by the anatomy of a penis. Yeah, I guess that's quite clinical. You have a very nice cock. Are you enjoying it? Oh, I'm gripping it a bit too hard, huh? There, like that? The veins are so well defined. Skin and smooth like silk. Yet there's a certain firmness to it. It's quite indescribable, really. I'm sorry, my intention wasn't to treat you like a set test subject. You like being my test subject. Oh, you flatterer. I'm kind of wet. Okay, maybe more than a little. Just let me. Oh. Oh, fuck. You don't waste any time, huh? Your fingers, they're touching my clit. Please, inside, put your fingers inside me. Oh, yeah. Like that. Now, curve your index and middle finger upward and. Oh. Kissing my neck. Oh, what are you doing to me? Oh, I am so wet. Please, just like that. Keep going. I guess I'm supposed to be calling you some uncouth barbarian or something, according to my instructors. No, of course I don't think of you that way. It was a joke. I'll bite a bad one. Now I want to do something for you. haven't done this before, and you're quite big. I don't know how well this will go, but I'm gonna do my best. Oh, yeah, probably not the best thing to say before putting your cock in my mouth. Sorry. Well, it seems like someone is enjoying himself. Don't worry, so am I. I love the earthy smell of your cock, the exquisite taste. I haven't had anything like it before. It's intoxicating. I'm getting really horny again. Do you think it's about time? Can we take our shirts off? More skin-on-skin contact would be nice. Thank you. Those scars. I'm sorry. I know you got most of them a long time ago, but still. Right. Let's not focus on the past. Especially not before the main course. I'm going to straddle you, all right? Okay. It's kind of nerve-wracking hovering over you like this. I'm sure. You've already pleased me. The least I can do is do the same in return. Here it goes. I know. I'll take it slow. There. Oh, fuck. This is pretty insane. Can I kiss you? I like to be polite, you know? I'm gonna start moving a bit more, okay? You're really hard. I can feel you throbbing inside me. To think I would never, ever sleep with a man, let alone you. Toys and other women, it doesn't compare. Fuck. Oh, it's okay. Grab my hips and thrust into me. I can take it. Go ahead. Lose yourself in me. It's fine. Same time. 3, 2, 1. That was really incredible. Okay, it's time to get ready for me to leave now. Well, why not? I'd help you find a place for you to hide away. Don't concern yourself with me. I won't get caught. Nothing will happen because I have no intentions of being found out. You're not willing to risk my safety for your own convenience. Oh, you're really sweet. Fine, you win for now. I don't really have the energy to argue, but I'll convince you sooner or later. I guess I better go before the new guards come in. I'll be back soon.